Okay, so we left off with discussing how late can one possibly daven the mincha. So just very quickly to review, we had a machlokes tanoim in the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Brachos. How late can one daven mincha? The Tanna Kamma said till Erev. The Yehuda said up till Plag HaMincha. What the debate that we just started off with last week was, what exactly does Erev mean? Does that mean up till the Shkia, or does that mean up till Tzeitzek Yechavim? Rabbi Yoina thought it means only up till the Shkia. My other Rishonim, and even Achrayim, Shagasayah, Pnei Yeshua, others thought it meant up till Tzeitzek Yechavim. So we left off trying to figure out halacha l'maisa, how late can one possibly daven mincha? So we have over here, let's see it inside, we have a Ramon Shulchan Aruch. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that b'di'eved or shasat chak, you can daven mincha ad halayla, up till nighttime. Tahayni, what does that mean, Tzeitzek Yechavim? So there's an open Ramon Shulchan Aruch that says that if a person is pressed against time, he's running late, he's at a meeting, he's in traffic, says the Ramon, again, the Ramon was not Hasidish, he died before Hasidus even got going. Says the Ramah, a person is permitted to daven mincha up until Tzeitzek Yechavim. Now, we mentioned last week, the Vilna Gaon argues adamantly on this idea. The Vilna Gaon says, no, you can't daven after the Shkia. But here the Ramah seems to be ruling that one could daven after the Shkia. Now, if you look over here in 1b, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, just to give you a historical background, what communities did. Now, we're going to discuss what we do today, but what was going on in history? So again, so in Krakow in the late 1500s, if there was a need, they would daven mincha up till Tzeitzek Yechavim. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, takes us to the 1700s, 1800s in Hungary. He writes, "Ubidyevet oy bishasat chak yochel espal at Tzeitzek Yechavim, v'chei nagim ata brev akihilas." That's what we do in Hungary. In Hungary, that's what they were doing. Shemespal mincha samach l'layla. So clearly, not only was the Ramah accepted, it was common practice, at least in Hungary. Things kind of changed with the printing of the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah came out and the Sefer became widely accepted for sure in America, then things slightly changed about this idea of davening mincha so late. Why is that? Because there's a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah right away says, lav dafka. Although the Ramah says it's clear as clear can be. And we saw this actually in the Darki Moshe, quoting from Maril, says Mishnah Berurah not so fast. Don't take the Ramah literally. He does not mean for a second you could daven mincha tonight till 8:50, 8:55, till Tzeitzek Yechavim. No way. Can't mean. Why, says the Ramah? Says Mishnah Berurah number three, number two, lav davka. First of all, he says, because the erech rev ashar koyin Tzeitzek Yechavim, bevadei ben ashmoshes ulkol yama. He says, because about 15 minutes before it says, which is going to be, let's say, however you're going to calculate says, but 15 minutes before that, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's already vadei laila. So what do you see from the Mishnah Berurah? You see from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah understood the Ramah, not the way we learned the Ramah. We learned the Ramah that the reason why you'd be allowed to daven mincha up till Tzeitzek Yechavim because the whole list of Rishonim who learned, that's pshat in the Rabbanan. It's not how the Mishnah Berurah learned. Mishnah Berurah learned pshat is that you can count, you can daven bein hashmashes because it's good old-fashioned. Suffolk. Einachanam, maybe we really pass you can only daven mincha up till the Shkia, but bein hashmashes might really be the same status as Shkia. It's a suffolk. Says Mr. Brewer, yeah, but that suffolk's only going to play out for so long. Once you get within 15 minutes of Tzeitzek Yechavim, then already we can no longer play the suffolk card, which will hopefully develop in a few minutes. Why the Ramah didn't go this way, that maybe he's totally in those Rishonim, I don't know. It bothers me a little bit. I had a chance to talk to my Rebbe about this, and I asked him, why is the Mishnah Berurah going this way? Why did the Mishnah Berurah just be Kipshutai? That the reason why he can go till Tzeis is because the whole list of Rishonim say he can go till Tzeis. Tell me he doesn't know. But it's a very strange thing to me why the Mishnah Berurah didn't go that route. Because we're going to see, it's going to be dependent upon how long Ben Hashmoshes lasts for. And once Ben Hashmoshes is over, or it's questionable if it's over according to all different shitas, then already you're going to have to treat it like Vadei Laila. Well, hopefully we'll develop it. Now, what he could mean is, he could mean around 50 minutes. We'll have to work it out. We'll see. So the Mishnah Berurah says this. Why? So what does the Ramah mean? El Rotz Eloi Mar Samuch Lazeh. He means around Tzeitzek Yechavim, but not Mamish up to Tzeitzek Yechavim. V'chein Isa B'darkei Moshe, V'da, the Avsham. Then the Mishnah Berurah drops another bomb. So till now, all the Mishnah Berurah did was he kind of modified the Ramah. He didn't argue on it, but he modified it. He said, you can't daven mincha up till Vadei Laila, but around to it. Then he says, not so fast. For us who daven mincha after Tzeitzek Yechavim, meaning the Rabbanan. If you follow the train of thought, if we paskin like the Rabbanan, so we daven mincha up till we daven ma'ariv after Tzeitzek Yechavim, so you can daven mincha up till Tzeitzek Yechavim. Says Mishmur, but not so fast. Yesh poiskim rabim. There are some very big poiskim, i.e. Vilna Gaon. Shecholkim b'zeh. They disagree. V'daitim, in their opinion, is shetfilas ha-mincha u'rak koidim shkiz ha-chama. You have the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon disagreed. The Vilna Gaon said you cannot daven mincha. You have Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina said you can't daven mincha after the shkiz. You have people. So now the Mishmur says, ul'chein. So preferably, every person should make it their business to daven mincha before the shkia. Tehainu sheyigmar tefilosai. Got to finish the davening. But oishlein eschasa hashemesh meineinu. Then he drops a real chiddush. Umotav lespalo bezmano biyichidus melespalo achakach betzibur. Says Mishmur, if you have a choice, should I daven at a late mincha betzibur or daven in my house before shkia? Daven in your house biyichidus. So writes the Mishnah Berurah. And again, we talk about this very often whenever we discuss Zmanim here. That's because Zman Tefillah is a din in davening. Tefillah B'tzibur is a hiddur in the davening. And we shouldn't confuse the two. If you daven after the Zman, it's good old-fashioned Ovar Zmanai Batal Karbonai. Therefore, it makes no sense to daven after the Zman. Davening with a minion is a beautiful thing, but it just makes your davening nicer. So if I can't have a nicer davening, but the other side is I shouldn't have a davening at all. If I daven at, if I decide to gather a minion together and daven shachas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with 100,000 Jews, oh, it's barayim hadras melch, but we're not doing anything correct. So says Mr. Brewer, here also, if you're going to daven mincha after the shkia, it's not really right. So therefore, it's better to daven be yechidus.
Ubediyevet.
Even though the Ramah. That's a gevaldik yechidus. Right? That's right. Right, because he's really quoting what we saw last week from the Vilna Gaon. That's what the Vilna Gaon passed. That's a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah think to say yes, and the Vilna Gaon says it explicitly. The Vilna Gaon says if you're not going to finish mincha for the shkia, don't even bother starting. We mentioned that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan holds if you can get it in before, that's okay. And we mentioned that Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't think that's correct either. They based it on a taste and brachas and daf ches. But that's a machlokes poiskim. Now,
is it possible that the Ramah was talking about three big stars?
Even if he means that. Why does that change?
Isn't that about 10 minutes earlier than three medium stars?
Okay, so maybe, because again, it's only a Dirabbanan. So because it's only a Dirabbanan, you probably don't have to wait as long. That's probably true. But that still gives you, right, so it doesn't give you as much time. It would give you approximately, on an average day, somewhere between 40 and 45 minutes after the Shkia to daven. If you take the Ramah literally, it gives you about 40 to 45 minutes after Mincha daven Shkia b'shas atchak. You're not going to find too many Litvish people davening Mincha that late. It's a Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. It's Mamish Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. So they'll tell you, oh, because Mr. Bruce says not to. Okay. That was where the Hasidim kind of split off. The Hasidim said, who gave the Mr. Bruce the right to take out the simple reading of the Ramah? Before Mr. Bruce came to town, everyone read the Ramah the way the Ramah writes. Now the Mr. Bruce, and he has no proofs. Also, that's Reb Menashe Klein's very, very strong argument. But let's just read the end of it. But then he throws in a line over it. But you could daven b'diyevet at some point after shkia. Ad reva shah koidim tzeis gechavim. Up till a quarter before tzeis gechavim. Quarter of an hour, which is about 50 minutes. But what do you calculate for tzeis gechavim? So I was talking to my Rebbe about this, and he told me that he thinks 15 minutes after Shkia would be the cutoff, which is a lot less than Rev HaShah Kodim Tzeizik Chavim. Rev HaShah Tzeizik Chavim, let's say you hold Tzeizik Chavim is 50 minutes, so 15, a quarter of an hour is 20 minutes, about half an hour. We'll see as Rebbe Yaakov held. Rebbe Yaakov Kamenetsky held up to a half an hour, you could have a mincha justifiably without being Hasidish. Ask a Litvisher. My Rebbe told me he thinks 15 minutes. He told me after 15 minutes. What?
Why would you have until Shkia to daven?
What do you mean?
You're saying you have until 15 minutes after Shkia.
Up to 15, that's a bidyev, Shastachak of the Mishnah Berurah, to which he holds, you can still daven the mincha. Lechatchil, you shouldn't. 1-5 after the Shkia. After the Shkia, right. Again, so 1-5 after the Shkia. Now, according to the Vilna Gaon, if you're a real gronik, you're stuck. Once it's a minute after Shkia, done. No, two Shema Nesrus. But the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more open with that. And he writes, nonetheless, Ach kol ma sheyochel lahaktim uchoyiv lahaktim. Daven, whatever you knew to daven earlier, kadei shelo yeh yichnes besavik ben hashmoshes. Okay, however, im kvar niru kechavim, if you go outside and you already know there's stars, so then the kvar ovez ma mincha bevadin, there's no shayla. So let's say, for example, you know today that you go on Maiz Manim, and Maiz Manim says three stars appear at whatever time, then it's already too late. You can't play ben hashmoshes. It's layla, inayna reinu, it's layla. Aval lechatchila, he repeats himself again. He says that all this is b'dyevin and a shasat chagodl. What's a shasat chagodl? He got stuck in traffic, he got stuck in a meeting. Uncontrollable situation. Aval lechatchila. But to do this all the time, you definitely should not delay mincha, which means don't find yourself every day davening at a mincha that called for either 5 minutes to shkia or 5 minutes after shkia or mincha at shkia. That Mishnah Berurah thinks is 100% not correct, and that you shouldn't do. This is Nageya. Again, morning, again in the winter, but we mentioned already last week, in the summer, sometimes you find yourself in the mountains, you don't always have the choice of what minyan you have. You're a bungalow colony, you're in an area, a camp, this, that, and the other, and sometimes the only minyan is davening significantly late. I went away last summer, or 2 summers ago, I went away with my wife's family to a program, Shabbos Nachamu, in some form of a hotel. Very Hasidish. I was the most not religious person there by far. Not even a shayla, right? They thought I was part of the help. Not even a guest. They called mincha for like 20 minutes after shkia. And that's when they started with the karbanis. So I told them, I said, it's an ironic thing. I had to go away for Shabbos to a frum place to daven b'yechidus. Amazing thing. I daven mincha b'yechidus. I thought this was ridiculous. They first started, they first called mincha for 25 minutes, 20 minutes after the shkia. Until they got the Shemana Esrei, it was b'lishum saf. It had to have been 40 minutes after shkia. So I daven b'yechidus. I just thought it was a funny thing. I go away to a Jewish-only place, frum only, chsidish shechita, just to daven b'yechidus, a mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Very, very funny experience. I guess that must be the hint. But that's, I think, is the right thing to do. I think if that's the case, you should daven, in that case, I think one should daven b'yechidus. But again, we mentioned this in the past, and I was talking to my Rebbe. He also reiterated this, and this is something his father, Bzelag, also held. When you start talking about davening b'chidus, very often, especially with the younger kids or teenagers and millennials, once they have a heter to daven b'chidus, they continue that heter even though it no longer applies. Once you tell a kid, oh yeah, the only minyan in town davens late, so you daven at home. You know, tomorrow morning he's also going to daven at home. And next week he's also going to daven at home. So I'm very skeptical when I say to people, oh, it's better to daven b'chidus, but I think if it's significantly after the shkia, you should daven b'chidus. But Moshe Sternbuch has a nice pshara. I don't know if necessarily this is what the Mishnah Berurah means, but it has a very nice prayer, which I think is very relevant for the summer. He writes the following, number 3. He says, Reb Shmuel Rebinov. He told that he made a pshara. He said like this. Let's say you're really you're a real litvish guy. You try to daven mincha always before the shkia. And you happen to be, for some crazy reason, you're stuck somewhere and they're all davening after the shkia. Then shetaken daven b'chidus. Let's say you're going to be in a place that there's no minyan. You're living in Williamsburg. You're living in a chassidish town. You're up in the mountains in a chassidish bungalow colony. Again, today you can drive and get around, but whatever the case may be. And this is this. It means you're never going to daven with a minyan for mincha for the next who knows long. He thinks then it's not right. He says if you're going to go extended periods of time not davening b'tzibur, he thought maybe that's not such a good idea. Then maybe you could be samech on those paiskim that's after shkia. Now again, I would emphasize, you should also find out how after shkia is it. If it's taka, even the Mishnah Berurah, meaning if it's, let's say we'll call it 15 minutes, Rabbi Yaakov says 30 minutes. Okay. Most of the chassidish shtiblach, not that I'm very well knowledgeable in these things, but I think most of them are somewhere along there. Very few of them, again, Friday night, they have karbanis until they get their act together and come back from the mikveh and eat in challah, whatever, it takes longer. But on a regular weekday, they have stuff to do also. So I think most of the time, their mincha will be close enough that you can catch either of Moshe, either of Yaakov's 30 minutes, or what I'm saying now, 15 minutes, so you probably should follow that idea.
If you're running late, you're stuck on the belt, and you arrive at the minyan that we daven Mariv, which is within the Mishnah Berurah's B'diyeh.
You should daven Shemoneh Esrei,
you
sure.
You can daven the mincha Shemoneh Esrei with that.
That's correct, and that will count as a form of Tefillah B'tzibur. But Moshe discussed this idea called Tefillah B'tzibur and Tefillah Im HaTzibur. So you daven in different Shemoneh Esreis, but it would still work. Yeah, I think it would be worth it. That would be a good idea if it's within the right amount of time.
So tonight would have been 8:30 or 8:45.
For mincha.
No, for sunset they said it's 8:16.
Right.
You're saying 15 minutes beyond that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. So yeah, it gives you a little bit more time than you think. Again, unless you're a real, real gronik. If you're a real gronik, then avada, you shouldn't daven a minute after the shkia. But most, we'll see that. That's the way the Chazanish passed. Chazanish Taka ruled like that halacha l'maisa, as does his son, as does his nephew, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He tells people a minute after shkia done, too late, out, over. Nothing to talk about. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, they also have Bein HaShemoshes. They have 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShemoshes, shorter than ours. But I put it on the sheets last week, I didn't put it on this week's sheets. Reb Chaim Kanievsky paskin without a doubt, as did his uncle, the Chazanish, after shkia, nothing to talk about. Daven two Shemoneh Esreis, nothing to, very, very makbid. But again, I think many of us here follow the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah thought you have a little bit more wiggle room. Again, that's really what the Rama seems to be saying. The answer is the Vilna Gaon disagreed with the Rama. Now, throughout history, that wasn't always the case. they used to daven significantly later mincha. So if you look in the Munkat Sherebbe Sefer, in the Muki Arachayim, he points out an interesting minhag which answers up another shverkeit. If you daven in some chassidish, or I guess they call it Hamish or Shuls today, they don't say tachanun by mincha every day. So we actually had a share about this a while back. Why don't they? What's it all about? So the chitema you'll say because it's after shkia, and you're not allowed to say tachanun after shkia. Now, first of all, the shitasam, for them, it's not yet shkia. And secondly, that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Mishnah Berurah paskens, you could say tachanun bein hashemashes. So we mentioned that Rav Moshe Sternberg has a pshat where he suggested that you can't say tachanun by mincha because tachanun is a very serious tefillah. Mincha, you're not always so focused. You're thinking about work and you're thinking about getting back to the office. So if I can, he said it like as a praise for the chassidim that they don't say tachanun by mincha because they're not ready to be mechadim. But the Munkach Rebbe says, you know why? Because we talk used to daven mincha very, very late. Not like here in New York, where we daven mincha 10 minutes before shkia. We finish mincha 3 minutes after shkia, and right away they say, oh, no tachanun. That's not true. Says the Munkach Rebbe, they used to daven mincha significantly later. Why? Because the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, you could daven mincha up till Tzeis Kechavim. But says the Munkach Rebbe, and because they were daven mincha so late, why would they daven mincha so late? Says the Munkach Rebbe, because they were afraid that they wouldn't be able to get the people to make it to Kriya Shema Shel Laila. You have a little bit of a toss-up over here. You want to hold the people to make Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Bizmanim. But you can't hold them a whole night. And we're afraid if you go home, we're going to lose them. So they made the following equation. There are plenty of Paiskim that hold you can daven mincha up till Tzeis Kechavim. The Ramos says Meshat Tzachak. So I'd rather delay mincha, make mincha later, and have Ma'ariv earlier. So they decided this is the better of the two options. So they called mincha Fataka much, much later. So since mincha was much, much later, so taka, by the time they get to tachanun, it was taka layla v'aday layla. You don't say it's a shulchan aruch paskins v'aday layla. You don't say tachanun. It's not an eis rotzen. It's not an eis rotzen. So if you look over here in the Klausenberger Rebbe, he has a tshuva about this, and I only put the part where he gives us a historical background. If you had to pick a gadol who lived within the last 300 years, and I told you, you know him, he daven mincha tzeis kechavim. Who would be that gadol that you think no way was it him? So I thought the Chassam Sofer. We think of the Chassam Sofer as first of all he was a yekka, and he was straight. None of this straight. Followed whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch to the T. The Chassam Sofer was a litzvusha. So the Klausenberger Magarebbe says he has a mesora that the Chassam Sofer used to daven mincha very, very, very much after the shkia, which is somewhat hard for us to comprehend. We think of the Chassam Sofer as, again, he was a rav in Hungary, but he was very, you know, very litzvusha yid. He writes over in the Tshuva, he says, Hine, Pela be'ene, she'ola da'it elach kol ha'arab, minog v'sikin, she'inog etzel ha'ibit tzadikim sherisi. He says, in Sanz, that's where the Klausenberger Rebbe is from, he's an Eidekel from the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rebbe, one of the first of the great Chassidish Rebbes, right? Almost all the Chassidim today come from Sanz. He had 17 children, I think, the Sanzer Rebbe. I think 3 or 4 wives, either 16 or 17 children. Almost all the Chassidim today come from one of the different children. So Klausenberg is called Sanz Klausenberg. So the Sanz Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, the Divrei Yitziv, so he quotes from his Alter Zeder, the Klausenberg Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, that they used to daven in Sanz, they used to daven very late. And then he quotes from his Mayri V'chami, who was his father-in-law, his first wife, who died in the Holocaust. His first father-in-law was the Atze Chaim. The Atze Chaim was, I think, either cousins or brothers with Rabbi Yoyal Talabam, or uncle and nephew. They were all from the same family, the Atze Chaim. So the Atze Chaim said, this is what the Hishver told the son-in-law, Shemati shebeis medrash shel Chassam Sofer, that the Mesora is that in the beis medrash shel Chassam Sofer, hayu mispalu mincha b'shom u'cheres, yoyse mishispalu b'sigit. They davened later in Hungary by the Chassam Sofer than they davened in Sigit where the Atze Chaim lived, who was Chassidish. Okay? Means we have the Chassam Sofer davening mincha later than the Chassidim. He says, V'chein Sibli Agoyin Reb Akiva Sofer, that's one of the Enochlach from the Chassam Sofer, Sheshama came in Pi'ov V'Bal Shevet Sofer. He heard it from the Shevet Sofer. Shevet Sofer was the son of the Chassan Sofer, who was the son of the Kesav Sofer, who was the son of the Chassam Sofer. That's the whole Schreiber family in a nutshell. He says, "V'zecherini kishayisi b'skol b'mei becharusi." When I was in this town, when I was younger, kishashar shamarav me'armi bells. For isi shehitzchel espal mincha kishivim dakwis acher shkia. Me'armi bells used to daven mincha 70 minutes after shkia. He says, "Umir b'tfilasi v'at she'etzes chavim gomer satfila." It took until tzeis. So he says, so the Klausenberger Rebbe says, don't be so quick to make fun of those late mincha daveners. I saw some great people. The Chassam Sofer was a great tzaddik, great gadol, big paisik. He davened mincha significantly later. He says he has a kabbalah from his father-in-law, the Yatzei Chaim. They say the story is when the Klausenberger Rebbe got feherd to marry the Atzei Chaim's daughter, he started with the first Taisvus in Brachas, and he subsequently fired him on every Taisvus in Shas. That was his fahar to marry his daughter. He went through all the Taisvus in Shas. Okay? So I told this to my Talmidim. I said, just be careful, Mr. Shem. When you're ready to settle down, make sure the following doesn't start with the first Taisvus in Brachas and keeps on going through all the Taisvus in Shas. It's a lot to remember. But the Chazon Begreb was a big gadol, and so was his father, the Atzei Chaim, the big daddle. So he writes this, Ve'heruni b'sev v'shavri tefila b'dini mincha, sh'kosem ha'sh'kosem v'chaber adalai l'hanu t'ek z'chavim, v'ze muskim yoisem me'arbo'im poiskim rishonim v'achronim. So the Chazon Begreb, for the record, there are at least 40 people mixed rishonim and achronim that hold you could have mincha t'ek z'chavim. It's a lot of people. We quoted one. We quoted Rabbeinu Yoni last week, who said you can't. 40. And I trust him. He didn't count it. He didn't tell me the count, but he said 40. He says, "Vayomokem adayin laharich v'zera." He says, "Elosh ein koichi iti." I don't have enough energy. V'kasav directly Yashem mini Gisrael shanaga v'sena kadesh v'abekinsra. He said, "I only wrote this just to make everyone aware that it's not new news. Like, oh wow, someone decided in the year 1982 to daven mincha after shkis. This is old news. We've been doing this for hundreds of years." I quote over here from the Orches Rabbeinu. This is the sefer that talks about the Minhag of the Stipler. So he writes, "Omeli Agayin of Chaim Kanevsky Shlita Shemarin Achazinish Hayrulay." The Chazinish told of Chaim Kanevsky, "In Musamach Lishkia V'Adayin Leispal Mincha U'Mishayish LoYigmel Leispal Mincha Arashkia." If it's ready 3 minutes before Shkia, you see there's no way you're going to finish. V'Afilu Soifai Tzarech Lias Lefneashki. Even the end has to be before Shkia. Oz Shloyasch Leispal V'Ispal Arvishtan. Don't even bother starting. So again, the Chazinish was like the Vilna Gaon, hardcore. You got to get everything done before Shkia, which seems to be not so much the case of other Paiskim.
You
shouldn't start. You shouldn't start in the first place. Yeah, I don't know. According to him, if you started in the middle, he would tell you the second half of Shemoneh Esrei didn't count. You have half of Shemoneh Esrei. It's time you have to daven again. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes over here in Emes LeYaakov, "Av shalichatchila yesh lizor lispal mincha kaid mashkiya." Zok Rabbi Yaakov, "Avad lichatchila, we should all try our business to daven before shkiya. Mikom mokem, b'di'eved yoch lispal ad chatzi sho'a yoy salach hashkiya." Zok Rabbi Yaakov, you could daven up till a half an hour. The toli be'emes who say be'emes I would say zechavim. The toli ba'ifik was manashon. Says Rabbi Yaakov, it depends on when says zechavim is. Because again, Rabbi Yaakov is assuming that pshan the Mishnah Berurah is bein hashmashes. So you have to know how long your bein hashmashes is. You can only know how long your bein hashmashes is once you know how long your tzeis kachov, when tzeis kachovim is. Ube'emes loy kaim alon kigro, zok Rabbi Yaakov. We don't pass him like the gor. She pass like the ein lespal mincha achar shkia. We don't go like the Avil Nagoin. El yoch lespal at tzeis kachovim. We go like Rashi. She tik the chazal's man shal tzeis mincha tzeis kachovim. Ein atol besav bein hashmashes lechal teriku. So it's funny. Rabbi Yaakov is saying we don't pass him like the gor. We pass him like Rashi. Go to tzeis kachovim. So why can't I go till the real Tzitzik Chavim? He thinks you can only go till quasi Bein Hashmashes time. Whenever Bein Hashmashes is, that's how long you can go. Okay. That's right. That's all Rashi. That's what we thought. That was a Machlokes Echman. That's right. That's correct. So Menashe Klein has a long tshuva over here, where he basically says that there's a rule. Okay. He says the rule is, he said the Mishnah Berurah can't go against Mechab and Ramah if he has no new information to present. For example, if you go through Tshuvas of Avad Yosef, he'll quote you earlier Rishayim, and he'll say, if they would have known this Tshuva that I have in my house, or this Sefer that I have in my house, they totally would have changed their mind. He does that very, very often. He'll do that with Achronim. He'll say, if this Achron would have seen this Tshuvas Rishayim that I found, he would have changed his mind. So Menashe Klein says that the Mishnah Berurah, if he would have came up with this big whopper of a Chiddush and a Rishon somewhere, that the Mechab and the Ramah didn't have. And if the Mechab and the Ramah would have had, they would have changed their tune. No, then I can hear. But he says the Mishnah Berurah didn't teach us anything new. Mr. Brew just told us that there's those that hold you can only daven until Shkia. So he says the Mechaber knew that, and the Ramon knew that. So Mechitesa, we are bound by the rules of the Mr. Brew. And therefore he writes that since the Mr. Brew is not giving us any new information, Mechitesa, we have to keep the Mr. Brew. Therefore he thinks that's why many communities, they take a daven, he also repeats the same story with the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer, you also daven very late. He said because you take the simple reading of the Mechaber Ramah, it leads you to believe that it's an option to daven late. That's what he concludes at the end of the tshuva. So, halacha l'maisa, on that regard, this is really what we're supposed to finish up from last week. On that regard, is there room to be mekel? Yeah, I think so. I think there is room to be mekel a little bit after Shkia. How much after Shkia? Some people say, according to Rav Moshe, you have 9 minutes after Shkia. Why 9 minutes? Because Rav Moshe held that up till 9 minutes after Shkia, it's even according to the Vilna Gaon, it's Bein Hashmashes. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayim. So, Dr. Moshe is a Svek Svek. So as Rav Moshe says, since it's a Svek Sveika, you can do a Hefsik Tahara after 9 minutes after Shkia. That's a widely accepted psak today, that a lady who needs to do a Hefsik Tahara before Shkia, if she gets it done within 9 minutes before Shkia, most Rabbanim will still accept it.
Rav Moshe is saying this,
No, Rav Moshe says explicitly not lechatchila. He thinks it's only perhaps only b'diavad. We're being same b'chana svek sveika. Lechatchila, one shouldn't put themselves in a matzav of svek sveika. I was told from Talmidim of Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe would never have davened mincha a minute after shkia. He wouldn't have accepted his own svek sveika for hilchas nida. He wouldn't have accepted it for mincha. I don't know why not. It should be the same thing. If you really believe that it's a svek sveika, mincha is only drabbanan anyways. So I don't know why Rav Moshe wouldn't have. But that's a discussion. Many disagree with the whole premise of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is 9 minutes. Where do you get 9 minutes from? Who says 9 minutes? So that's a big discussion. But in contemporary rabbanim today, I think most of the regular rabbanim do accept Rav Moshe's kula with regard to hilchas nida. Okay. So what I really want to get to now is a different part of the shaila. That's correct, right? According to the Mulligan, you're done after Shkia. So what I want to talk about now is something that's one of my pet peeves when we talk about Mincha, and perhaps even more so in the summer. I think we might have talked about it once before, but we're going to talk about it again. Once we have the sugyas of Mincha here, we're going to talk about what's known as the Tarat Desasri. Okay, we have a Gemara, we have a Machloikis in the Gemara, how late you could have a Mincha. That Machloikis impacts not only how late you could have a Mincha, but how early you could have a Ma'ariv. Why? As the Rishonim speak out, we'll see it today, that whenever you can no longer daven mincha, that's when ma'ariv starts. As long as I can daven mincha, I can't daven ma'ariv. Once I can no longer daven mincha, then I can daven ma'ariv. So now we just spent the last good amount of time trying to figure out, according to the Rabbanan, how late can I daven mincha? So then it has to be plugged in how early I could have a ma'ariv. If you assume you can only dive in mincha up till shkia, so after shkia I could have a ma'ariv. If you think I could have mincha up till tzeis, so then I could have a ma'ariv first after tzeis. But if I hold like a Yehuda, then I can dive mincha up till plag and not pass plag, but I could have a ma'ariv after plag. That's what the Gemara presents in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara tells us on the second page, number 9, the Gemara says like this. This is the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the fourth parak. The Gemara tries to bring a raya that the halacha is like a Yehuda. And again, if the halacha is like a Yehuda, you can only dive a mincha up to plag, and after plag, you lost mincha. Which means for many of us, we'd have a much difficult time davening mincha even in the summer. Plag in the summer, even, I think plag today was around 6:38, 6:40. According to Yehuda, after 6:40, you can't dive a mincha. So all the minchas have to be before 6:38. Now you'll tell me, oh, we're passing like Rabbanan. Good, you're passing like Rabbanan. You could have a mincha up to shkia, and then you could have a ma'ariv right after shkia. Says the Gemara, v'hashda itmar loy hichaso loy kemar v'loy kemar. Now that the Gemara never came out with a real conclusion of who we're passing like, the ovid kemar ovid, u the ovid kemar ovid. Do whatever you want. You want to do like a Yehuda, do like a Yehuda. You want to do like Rabbanan, do like Rabbanan. It is up for you to decide how you want to conduct yourself. So there's a very fundamental machloikis Rishayin in what this means. Does this mean any day, at any point in the day? Can I decide, you know what? I want to follow Rabbi Yehuda for Ma'ariv and the Rabbanan for Mincha. Which means, I'm going to daven Mincha up to Shkia, and then I'm going to turn around and daven Ma'ariv before Plag, after Plag, because I'm going to follow Rabbi Yehuda for Ma'ariv and the Rabbanan for Shkia, or vice versa, mix things up. Or what about one day to the next day? Let's say today I decide I want to be a Rabbi Yehuda guy. Tomorrow I want to be a Rabbanan guy. Why is this so relevant? Because for those people who make plag minyan Friday night, even if they get it right, and they daven mincha before plag, and they daven ma'ariv after plag, what did they do yesterday? Yesterday they probably daven mincha after plag. And today they're davening ma'ariv after plag. That means one day they're following Rabbi Yehuda, and one day they're following the Rabbanan. Is that allowed? So this seems to be a bit of an issue. All those people who daven early Friday night, and let's see, what time are they davening mincha on Shabbos afternoon? Most people are going to daven mincha after plag. So that's called a tarat desasri miyoyim liyoyim. You can't have Rabbi Yehuda one day and Rabbanan the other day. When the Gemara says, ovid kemar, ovid kemar, it means you got to pick one of the two shitas and run with it for the rest of your life. I'll forever be a Rabbanan guy, I'll forever be a Rabbi Yehuda guy. But do I have the right to double dip and decide sometimes Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes the Rabbanan? So that seems to be a machloikis Hashem. If you look in the Rabbi Yehuda, number 10, Rabbi Yehuda writes the following. He says, afal pi, it seems from the Gemara, it would seem like from the Gemara, if I want to daven ma'ariv after plag, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, after plag I could daven ma'ariv, but I can no longer daven mincha. But according to Rabban, I could daven mincha toshkiya. You can't have that your conduct contradicts itself. Meaning, let's say sometimes you want to daven mincha after plag,
And then sometimes you'll decide, you know what? I want to go to sleep early tonight. So I want to go to sleep early tonight. I'm going to daven Ma'ariv after Plag, and I'll decide to join the Behuda's camp. Says him, you can't do that. Why? Nimtzu dvarim soysim zezeh. Your words are contradictory. Shepamim donoy seyoyim, because sometimes you treat after Plag as day. Upamim donoy seyoyim, sometimes you treat it like night. Eloyase kol shah. Every hour has to be kemay rabbanon sheispal mincha at shkia utfilas arve achakach oy kemay rebbehuda sheispal utfilas amincha lo oylam at plag bilvad vispal arve achakach. What do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? You can't go one day one way and one day the next. You got to be consistent every day. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, most of us can't make plag mincha Friday night. Why? Because in order to make plag mincha Friday night, you have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But none of us hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Every other day of the week, what do? We do like the rabbanon. If you're going to make plag Friday night, that's only going to work if Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday you never daven mincha after plag. Most of us daven mincha after plag. Sometimes you have plenty of us daven mincha after plag. Today in the summer, plenty of us daven mincha. So according to Rabbi Yoni, we have no right to make an early to daven ma'ariv after plag, even if I daven mincha before plag, because that's what's called a tar de disasri miyoyim liyoyim. I can't have it both ways. I can't call after plag daytime and call a nighttime. One day I call a daytime, one day I'm calling nighttime. That's a game. Says Rabbi Yoino, now we got a problem on our hands. He says, V'achshav, today, most of us follow the Rabbanan, and we daven mincha after the plag. We are not allowed to anymore daven ma'ariv before shkia. Elul says hakol k'rabbanan. So basically, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't decide one night, you know what, I'm tired, I want to go to bed early, so I'm going to daven at a plag minyan. I'll daven plag, I'll be good to go. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do that. Because none of the other days of the week you ever davened, you followed Rabbi Yehuda. You can't follow Rabbi Yehuda today. You got to be a consistent person. And me, says Rabbi Yehuda, b'diyeved, let's say you did it. Let's say Yitaka decided to follow Rabbi Yehuda and daven ma'ariv after plag. Yotza, Yitaka, we're yotza, but v'loy mechayvina leilach l'spal. We don't make you daven again. So it's not clear to me which cases Rabbi Yehuda talking about. Is he talking about a case of tarat d'sasri miyoyim liyoyim, or even a case of tarat d'sasri ba'isiyim? Let's say today I decided I want to daven mincha after plag. And then I'm going to daven ma'ariv also after plag before shkia. Or what everyone does on Friday night. The 7 o'clock minyan on Friday night, this time of the year, how does it look? You're davening mincha at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is after plag. Shkia is 8:15. So what are you doing? You're davening mincha after plag, which means you hold like the Rabbanan. And then you're davening ma'ariv, which means you hold like a Yehuda. That's a tie to the Sasri. That's a real problem. This is why I have big issues with the 7 o'clock summer mincha ma'ariv Friday night. It's a tarat d'sasri. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, not only is that a tarat d'sasri, but davening mincha Thursday after plag and then davening ma'ariv Friday after plag is a tarat d'sasri, which basically throws out the entire 7 o'clock minyan. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you yoytze b'diyev. So all those people who daven 7 o'clock Friday night, they're yoytze only b'diyev. Okay, but what happens if you do tarat d'sasri b'oysiyim? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about when you did Tarat D'Sasri from Thursday to Friday. What happens if you do Tarat D'Sasri on Friday? I would think you're not Yehuda. I think that's worse. Which means, I hate to be Mighty Laz and Klai Yisrael, but it comes out, the Fizet, possibly that those people daven 7 o'clock Mincha, and they don't daven Mincha before, they're for sure only Yehuda B'Dievet. That's the first thing they should know. And who wants to daven only B'Dievet? Who wants to daven so many weeks in the summer B'Dievet? That's not a good idea. You want to daven L'chad Chila. So, and I think even Rabbi Yehuda would say that B'Dievet is only from one day to the next. But if you're in the same day, I don't think you'd be Yoitza. Maybe you're not Yoitza. That's why some people hold. And this is what I do whenever I'm presented. I'll daven B'Yechidus. I think that's better. I think it's better to daven B'Yechidus.
Well, that doesn't necessarily take care of the day-to-day.
That's correct. It makes it a little better. It will only be a tarat d'sasri miyoyim. But a tarat d'sasri ba'isa yoyim, that's perhaps the worst equation you can find. And then I think one should have b'yichidus.
I mean, there are people that go to a 2 o'clock meeting on Friday afternoon.
100%, that's the best. That's what I try to do. Why should we have a mincha 7 o'clock in the summer? It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah for some reason. So I always try to daven mincha earlier because I think it's not right. And if I ever find myself that I can't, I'll daven b'yichidus. So the question is, which tefillah goes b'yichidus? So I asked my Rebbe this. He told me, ma'ariv is rishus. So I didn't have enough chutzpah to say to him because I'm sure he knows this, but that's a machlokes b'shoinim, what that gemara means. What does it mean, Ma'ariv Rishus? Some Rishayim learn, Ma'ariv Rishus just means depending what it goes up against. So then I guess he's right. Here, since Mincha is for sure, then he's right. Some Rishayim say, Ma'ariv Rishus just means that it was never obligatory, but we already made it obligatory, so it already has a regular status of a regular tefillah. So then Lefiza, I don't know which one should go first. But that's what he told me. He told me, if you have the choice, daven Mincha B'tzibur, daven Ma'ariv B'Yechidus. Now again, doesn't always go over well with your guests or your family members when they see you davening B'Yechidus, but I think that's more correct. That's the better option than davening B'tzibur.
You're still in Indiana there.
You're still going to be
in Indiana. That's not a great position if you hold it.
That's correct.
There are many others that
hold that's correct. Right, right. But the worst scenario is a tired to the Sadasi voice here. Right, that's what I'm saying. All those people who run to daven at 2 o'clock on Friday, they're only gaining a little bit. They're still running into the problem of tired to the Sadasi. Now, there are Rishonim who explicitly say tired to the Sadasi is not a problem. But they all conclude, but tired to the Sadasi voice, that's for sure a problem. They all say that. To my knowledge, all the Rishonim in the sugya here will agree that tired to the Sadasi voice is the worst. If you look over here, again, we're running short on time, and I don't want to do another part on Mincha. If you look, for example, if you look in the Rush, he sounds like also that you can't pick and choose. You got to stick with one version and follow that one version all the way. I'm going to be Rabbi Yehuda for the rest of my life. I'm going to be the Rabban for the rest of my life. Now, I always tell people, if you're a night person, you probably want to pick the Rabban. If you're not a night person, you want to probably pick Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, for those people who want to go to bed earlier. Right? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, after plug, you could have a ma'ariv. So you go to bed at 7:15. It's beautiful. But if you're a night person, you're a party animal, you don't want to be locked into early zman. You want to have more time. So therefore, you should probably pick the Rabban. But you got to pick one opinion. The Ra'ah, in number 12, right, we often say the Ra'ah was the Rebbe of the Ritva, but not necessarily was he the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. By Dr. Rosenzweig once told me that he's convinced the Ra'ah was not the author of the Sefer Chinuch. I punked today, was learning a Shach in Yeridea, and the Shach in Yeridea writes that the Ra'ah, the author of the Sefer Chinuch, says this and this and this. So that's a Mefurshah Shach in Yeridea. The Shach says in Yeridea, Kuf Non Zayin, he writes that the Ra'ah was the author of the Sefer Chinuch. I don't know, I have to go back to Kasher. He told me he thinks it's not like that, but that's what the Shach writes. So the Ra'ah says that Tarat Nisasi Bo'isi Yoim is called a Pesheya, and it's a very bad thing. But he says, but Miyoim Liyoim is okay. He says, Miyoim Liyoim, Bidyevin will accept it. He says, normally we don't accept the Tarat Nisasi Miyoim Liyoim. He says, but it's only the Rabbanan. Because it's the Rabbanan, you could be Mekel. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah. However, the Mordechai in Brachas by us, he says, many people do Tarat Desasri Miyoim Liyoim, but he says, but Tarat Desasri Ba'oisi Yoim, terrible. That's not going to fly. So we're seeing over and over in the Rishonim, and again, you see the Me'iri again. The Me'iri number 16 also says like this, that Tarat Desasri Miyoim Liyoim is manageable, but Tarat Desasri Ba'oisi Yoim, that's not going to work. That is unacceptable. The Gemara just tells us that Rav, the whole Gemara we have is that Rav used to daven Friday afternoon, the Friday night davening. So Rav was the Makar for early Shabbos. So the question is, what did Rav do Thursday and what did Rav do Sunday?
And when this is Gemara, okay, so logically you would say the same day, okay, that's a problem. Like, they didn't, you could see that they didn't.
That's right.
I mean, that, but the Yom Yom, I mean, why did they necessarily get there?
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like that to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a Friday night menu by definition.
Right.
Seriously. I mean,
it wouldn't be command impossible. If you're really mocking a Tarat Desasri, I know there are people that talk like this. They will not daven plag Friday night because they hold the Tarat Desasri Miyam Liyam. So for that, I have Rishayim that I make. I have Me'iri, I have a Ra'ah. So that I feel more comfortable with. But it is a point. There are Rishayim. I think Rabbi Ne'ena sounds like that. That a Tarat Desasri Miyam Liyam is also a problem. So that is the second question. I have to pick your battles with the Friday night minion. So so the guy runs himself ragged to get there before plug, and he dives after plug. So you tell him, okay, you did okay. Yesterday and tomorrow he's not. So that everyone forgets about. It's not something to be so quick to forget about. The mice, the paiskim, right? That it's tired to the sauce from your MDA. But that we'll see even in. That's right. You get to change every day. That's what it seems like in the Rishayim. So how do we paskin lahalacha? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch. My feeling in the Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch seems to sound like you gotta also pick. You can't jump around. You gotta pick a side. Either you're gonna be a Rabbanan guy or you're gonna be a Rabbi Yehuda guy. You can't be one day. So some people are, every day I'm a Rabbanan guy, except for Friday nights I become a Rabbi Yehuda guy, or if it's more convenient I become a Rabbi Yehuda guy. That doesn't sound right. So the Beis Yosef quotes that the minig was to do Tarat Desasri Ba'oseyim. So the Beis Yosef, people were doing Tarat Desasri Ba'oseyim. And he says, where are they getting it from? So he says, they're basing it on a Tosfos and Brachos Daf Beis. There's a Taisus in Brachas Daf Beis who quotes Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam used to say that you could take a do it. You could take a double dip. You could have a mincha with one sheet, a ma'ariv with the other sheet, that's not a problem. So says the Beis Yosef, that's what the Velt is saying, Mechan. Oh, now we found something. The reason why the whole Velt davens mincha ma'ariv at the same time, even though it's really tired of the sasri, is because the Beis Yosef told us we're saying Mechan Taisus Daf Beis. Now, what's interesting, if you read with me together over here on 18b on the left side, he quotes from the Goinim, that the Goinim said that it's better to daven with the Tzibur, even if they're davening after Plag, which like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's only if you daven Mincha before Plag. I mean, the Goinim disagreed with Taisfus. The Goinim said, you cannot do a Tarat HaSasri B'Yisiyem. And this is always the moral question. Should I daven b'tzibur or daven b'chidus? Says the Goinim, well, it depends. What did you do for mincha? If you daven mincha before, then you should daven ma'ariv with them. I don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. But for this, it's kedai. But if you did not daven mincha before plag, it sounds like then you should daven b'chidus. Then concludes the Beis Yosef, but even though the Goinim say that way, mikom okam ha'oilam soim chamadas v'benu tam. The reason why people daven tired of the sasri is because there's a taisus and brachas. Even though the Rajba argues and the Rush argues and a whole list of Rishonim argue, but since there's a taisus and brachas that base that says you can do tired of the sasri, but you say, yay, that's what everyone's saying. Now again, I just showed you there's at least four or five Rishonim that say explicitly you can't. But says Beis Yosef, that's what everyone hangs their hat on. They hang their hat on this sheet of the Beis Yosef, this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that you can do it.
Why okay. Does he say you can do it?
Doesn't explain. He learns the Gemara Kepshute. Has to Ovid Kemar, Ovid Kav, do whatever you want.
Great shot.
Yeah, it's perhaps the simplest pshat, which is why all the Rishayim say, no, don't learn the Gemara like that. So that's probably not why most people tell you they daven 7 o'clock Friday night. They probably don't tell you it's based on a Taisus and Brachas Daf Beis. They give you this excuse. It's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes like this, number 19. He says, V'achshav noigim l'spal mincha u'mayiv smuchim zel zeh. Today we daven mincha u'mayiv basically next to each other. We hold like the Rabbanan. Umashim is spalan arvus koydim alayla, but we daven ma'ariv a little too early. Hainum nehadoichik shetorach ula asav atzibur sheinis. It's too hard to get the minyan back together. Because what's going to happen? You're going to daven mincha, and then you're going to say, okay, Rabbi said, we're waiting until ma'ariv. Everyone's going to go home. And once you go home, you don't come back. So because it's too hard to bring the minyan back together, that's what we make. Says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, I don't understand. Let the rabbi give a shir. Let them have a class. Let them do something. Don't let them go home. So people say, oh! This is why we daven 7 o'clock, because it's too hard to get people to come to shul earlier. That's not true. I don't believe for a second that that's true. I think the people who daven 7 o'clock for the same price would daven 6:45. Again, they probably wouldn't daven 5:50. You know, when plag gets very, very early, they probably wouldn't daven. Fine. So don't. So daven later. This doesn't say anyone in Shulchan Aruch you have to daven 7 o'clock Friday night. This made-up zman that someone decided is only because someone decided it. So if you can't make plag, so daven bizmanai. The Magen Avraham was just saying that he was worried that people wouldn't daven. That's not the case in most shuls today. If the shul would play around with this man, and they need to daven earlier, they daven later. So this Magen Avraham, I find it very hard to believe, is what everyone is saying on today. Especially, we're going to get in a few weeks, the plag will be mamish, a difference of 10 minutes. If the shuls would budge from 7 to 6:50, they can get no tarat disaster, but we see here. And they won't. They won't budge, because it's a halach, l'mash, m'sina, you got to daven 7 o'clock. Right now it's not even so much.
Now
plag is 6:45. Yeah. So he's called mincha for 6:30. You're telling me someone can't be there at 6:30? He's working. Again, maybe I'm naive, but I think most of the people that can make it to a 7 o'clock minyan are probably not working the office till 6:50. They probably finished at work by 5 or something like that. Maybe they are. But then I have no tinus. They don't daven 7. Then wait till shkia and daven like a mensch. I just don't get it.
So last week here, the middle
shift.
One was at 7:10.
10, right. So that's the other thing they try to do.
The late plug.
Right. They use the late plug. We spoke about that last week. They use the late plug. I don't know. I think it's a shtickle funny. I don't think that's the accepted plug, so I don't know why they're using it. But we did mention that the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah, when he discusses plug, he uses that plug, which is strange. Because in Hilchos Mincha, he brings them both shittas. But for some reason, when it comes to the Neiros Chanukah, right, the Shulchan Aruch says you can light Neiros Chanukah already after plag. There the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what plag is? And he quotes the plag that they use, the later plag.
Which is presumably based on Rabbeinu Tam's...
The later Tam is based on the Trumas Hadeshim, when you split the day. Neitz Tishkia or Alois Tetzes. So I don't know, I find it funny, but people do it. It's very popular. I know for Rockaway they do it a lot. That's why they'll do 10 to 7, this 10 after 7. This way they'll tell you the davening before the second plug. I don't know. It doesn't sit all well with me. But right, I'm guessing because you had everyone. I don't know what time they were doing everything. Why don't they just do what we do? Call everything for later.
You know, people are creatures of habit.
Right, so that's what someone was trying to explain to me, why it became 7 o'clock Friday night. Because someone decided that the way people are at that time in history in America was they couldn't, you know, vary from week to week. They needed a set time. I'd like to believe, and I know so, that we've improved since the turn of the century about Yiddishkeit in America. That's not even a question. And I think today most of us do whatever the shul tells us. So if the rabbi posts 10 to 7, we'll all come at 10 to 7. If he posts it at a quarter to 7, we'll come. Or we'll go to another minyan. Because Baruch Hashem, we live in minyanim. We live in neighborhoods that have tons and tons of minyanim. It's not like you're living in one shul. This is it. Here, I was away once in the summer. I was in Pennsylvania. There was one minyan. That was the whole shebang. Not even a walking distance. I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. There's nothing in walking distance. You're stuck. One minyan, they dive at 7 o'clock. So what was I supposed to do? I have no choice. But again, today you live in most of the communities we live in, Baruch Hashem. You don't like this minyan, you walk two blocks, you have this minyan, that minyan. So why are we all locked into the 7 o'clock? I just don't understand it. So people tell me it's Minig America. I really don't know what that means. It's Minig America to do Tarat Nisashi. It's one of my pet peeves. Now, the truth is, if...
You have the
Rabbein
in town.
You have the Rabbein. You
have Rabbein. Not that people know that.
You have Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
I mean, listen, there's always going to have somebody in these.
Right, but that's a hard sell. You know, that's a bit of a hard sell to say we're going to be Samech Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. Most of us only keep Rabbeinu Tam Lachumra. Now, I did find, and all the best I could find, is that people tell you the Aruch HaShulchan says you can do it. The Aruch HaShulchan never says that. I photocopied two pieces of Aruch HaShulchan, one in Hilchas Shabbos and one in Hilchas Tefillah. In both places, he says, you can justify perhaps the Tarat Nisasi Miyam Liyam, but you can't justify Tarat Nisasi Boisiyam. And he came out right before us. He says, maybe the only heter is you can't get a minion together, which again, not the case today. At all, the case today is not, that's not the idea. And then I did find from the Nesivus, the great Nesivus HaMishpat, the great commentary. He was a Rav. He was a Dayan. He wrote a sefer called Derech HaChaim. And I wrote over here, number 24, in his sefer, Derech HaChaim, he writes that perhaps you can be Mekel and do Tarat Nisasi on Friday night. It doesn't really give you too much reasoning, but he says, perhaps you can do it. So everyone hangs their hat on this Derech HaChaim. I don't know. I think the whole thing is questionable. Okay, if you look at the Mishnah Berurahs, both in Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah by us, they all seem very skeptical to do Tarat Nisasi. Again, the Rishonim Tarat Nisasi was very questionable. Tarat Nisasi b'Oisiyim is the worst possible equation. So as I always tell people, it's better to try to find it. So if you're going to daven plag, fine. So you only have a tarat nisasi miyam liyam problem that we can live with. But if you're going to daven 7 o'clock, it's really very questionable. My Rebbe told me, I asked him, he told me daven b'chidus. No question, daven b'chidus. I'm not saying everyone agrees to that. Someone told me that's what Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe held like that also. You should daven b'chidus. Tarat nisasi miyam liyam, even Friday night. Friday night's not any different. So I asked my Rebbe, I said, should I try to make a fight with my shul to get them to switch from 7 o'clock? So he told me, depends how they're going to react. If they're going to go yelling and screaming, it's not kedai. If they'll embrace it, then he says, you should. We're not changing this, man. Don't worry. I don't think it's going to be loved. It's going to be kicking and fighting. So I decided we'll leave it at 7 o'clock. But I think people who have choices, people that have options, I think they should. Again, I don't mean to put aside the 7 o'clock minyan, but I don't think it's halachically endorsed. I think it's quite questionable. I think people should try to stay clear of it if they can.
So one's able to...
Yeah. Then it's not a tarat nisasi b'yisiyim. You'll only have a tarat nisasi miyom liyom, which is more make. But I think a person should try their hardest not to daven at the 7 o'clock mincha. I think it's very highly questionable.